Russian President Vladimir Putin has told G20 finance leaders that it's vital to chart a clear strategy on borrowing to end the global financial downturn. G20 finance ministers and central bankers are meeting in the Kremlin. The Russian leader addressed the delegates, who are locked in difficult talks to find common language for a joint statement on currencies and borrowing. Italian President Giorgio Napolitano says a free trade agreement between the United States and the European Union would usher in an historic stage in transatlantic relations. Napolitano made the comment during a meeting with the US President Barack Obama at the White House. The European Union has wanted such an agreement for years, but the US has only recently shown serious interest. The United States and European Union have the world's largest economic relationship, worth more than $600 billion annually. Holden says government assistance is a fact of life for the automotive industry and isn't ruling out asking for more help in future. At the launch of its new Commodore model in Adelaide, the car maker said it gives taxpayers a good return on their investment. Last year, Holden was given $275 million from the federal and state governments to secure its future for the next decade. Holden claims the new model Commodore will inject more than $2 billion worth of economic activity for Australia. When the markets closed in Europe just a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was slightly up, while the DAX and Euro were down. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly, and the Dow Jones is down, as is the S&P 500. And the Australian dollar is worth nearly $1.03 US this morning. It'll also buy you 66 British pence and $1.22 New Zealand.